Hi, this is Ian Griffin with another Professionally Speaking podcast. This evening I heard a great presentation by Seth Godin, the author of a recent book called The Dip. Seth was a fantastic presenter who used vocal variety and amazing graphics to hold his audience in the palm of his hand for over 1 hour. Let's join Seth as he introduces a key concept from his book.
The world, as you all know, has gotten a lot bigger because everything is one click away, because everything is now accessible. It doesn't matter that it's walking distance from your house. But the world's also gotten a lot smaller because there are niches everywhere. We don't have to settle for what everyone wants. We can focus on what we want and what people like us want, which means that there's a huge opportunity for everyone in this room. Now, understand this, and I added this slide after I went to Chicago. This is not about you bragging you're the best, right? After I finished it, the president of the Chamber of Commerce stood up and said, "We're the best Chamber of Commerce in the world, and we've got the best city in the world to do business and make the best products in the world." No one cared about him. He doesn't get to decide. No one put him in charge. The market gets to decide. And you've got to figure out what the market's going to pick. So then we lead to this idea of picking. It's easy to believe in our hyper-variety world that variety is a good thing. 28 flavors of ice cream, 56 flavors of ice cream, whatever it is. And yet, if you ask the International Ice Cream Association what's the most popular flavor of ice cream, the best, they'll tell you it's vanilla. And if you push and say, well, what do the stats look like, you'll discover that vanilla ice cream outsells almost every other flavor put together. That if you had to pick only one flavor to sell, it's a pretty easy choice. Now, some of you are looking at this chart and you say, wait, there's a long tail on that chart. And I say, not that kind of long tail, but this kind of long tail. Chris Anderson figured out that if you look at almost any market where there's allowed to be a lot of inventory, the long tail, the weird stuff, the Lithuanian language records, when you add them all up, add up to just as much as the short head. Amazon gets half its revenue from books that Barnes & Noble doesn't even carry. iTunes sells quantities, more than one, of more than 1 million different songs. Now, the thing about the long tail is if you own the whole thing, like Amazon or like iTunes, it's great. But if you only get to pick one slot, you don't want to be by the Lithuanian language records. You want to be in the fat, juicy head. That the big lie of the Google world is that it's okay to be way out here. And in fact, this isn't nearly as good as vanilla. If you got to pick a slot, you might as well be a superstar. At this point, you guys being smarter than my average audience, you're already asking this question. Well, Seth, if you're so great, answer this. Why isn't everyone already the best in the world? The reason we're not the best in the world is simple, because it's hard. The reason we're not the best in the world is that there's a fundamental law of human nature that has previously not had a name. And because I saw it, and because that's what I do for a living, I notice stuff and I give it names, I had to write it down in a book. And what we see here is this, that if you want to be the best in the world, a scarce commodity, a superstar, you're first going to have to get through the dip. The dip is the hard part. It's the screen. It's what separates the amateurs from the professionals, from the masses, from the singular superstars. It's organic chemistry. When you start taking pre-med, everyone's very proud of you, especially your grandmother. And then you take organic, and most people quit, which is a good thing. Because otherwise there'd be too many doctors and being a doctor wouldn't be worth anything. The bar exam is a dip. A dip is showing up at the cash register at Walmart or being on the second or first page of Google. The dip is what used to happen if you were a recording artist between cutting a demo in your garage and having a record contract. That's the dip. The hard part, the spot where most people quit.